Going to welcome in our good friend here, Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com. That's the place for the podcast and the webcast. And I want to ask him something just real quick about voting here before we get into the issue of the day, as we always do. Doc, can you remember the first time that you voted in a election as a young man?
Well, I certainly can. How does that sound? It's been
I love
a long
it.
Time ago. but I certainly can, yes.
Was it a presidential election or was it an off-year election like we're having here, a midterm election, actually?
Well, actually, it was actually a presidential election. How does that sound?
All right.
It was 1964. Now, how does that sound?
Wow. So you were that was the Goldwater LBJ election?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I was just looking at some commercials on YouTube, which is a great place to go if you're into politics and the history of politics. You want to see some of that. It's all available there online. Well, I know you would echo the call to go and vote and get out and exercise your franchise. You know, when the funny thing is in families here. When we look at families across the country, I don't come from a family, either my immediate family, my extended family, where there's much history of divorce. And certainly amongst marriages that last a long time, there's none. There's zip, nada. And we don't think of marriages that last 40, 50 years as prone to a possible divorce. And yet long-term marriages have more breakups, you tell me, than what we might give them credence for. Why so?
Well, let me just give a few historical facts. In 1900, people lived to be 47, okay, the average. In 1970, the average lifespan for a male was 67 and a woman 74. In 2015, man's lifespan went from 67 to 77 and women from 74 to 81. So right there, there's just 10 years in one, 7 years in the other, over just from 1970 to the current. So people obviously live longer, and they're living longer in a healthy state. But what happens is the baby boomers are really coming along and going into this age group, and many of them have been divorced in the past, okay, more than other generations. But also it was kind of more of a, live, be happy, be satisfied. And what happens, people that are married for many years, if they don't keep falling in love over and over and find things together, there can be long-term dissatisfaction. There can be an affair or a new lover along the way. There can be confusion or different life goals. There can be money concerns. Generally not a lot of money, believe it or not. Security often keeps couples together, even if they're not getting along that well. It's really money concerns where someone's spending too much. They don't have enough, more tension there. There can be boredom, no passion in the relationship. The emergence of old grievances, things people are mad about in the past, they feel may have ruined their life to one way or another. Retirement can be more time together. Can be the empty nester, meaning the kids are gone and all of a sudden parents realize, or couples, that they really were dedicated to the children. They lost themselves in the middle. They can go to counseling, not with the purpose of ending a marriage, but it can come to the point to find that they really would be happier not together. And there can be long-term abuse or lack of respect or negativity. So there are a lot of reasons that can lead, to a divorce. You know, we hope that Lincoln's not right when he said marriage is neither heaven nor hell. It's simply purgatory. I'm sure he was kind of kidding, when he was talking.
Well, with his wife, I don't know. They didn't have it. It wasn't the ideal. It wasn't the ideal coupling of all time, but go ahead.
Well, I ran into an interesting fellow who had a quote. It's not a lack of love, but a lack of friendship that makes unhappy marriages. And that's from Nietzsche. You know, we tend to think of him as kind of a way out there. But that's
I'll buy that one. I know. Absolutely. I've known people who have fallen, quote unquote, out of love and say, well, it's never really, never had a tight friendship, but we burned like a Roman candle until we didn't anymore. And you see that. I know you see that.
Yes. And one other one from Martin Luther, which I thought was interesting. Let the wife make the husband glad to come home, and let him make her sorry to see him leave. And that's just, you know, I think some good thoughts in terms of marriage, but I do feel marriage is the best way. It's the most secure way. It's the most loving. It's the most natural way. But on the other hand, there's a lot of relationships that just don't work. And the longer people live, often if they less and less responsibilities for others and it just gets down to the two of them, they can often just... too often, maybe we'll say, but maybe depending on how you look at it, they will move on and begin anew. And it happens very, very often. Easier the second time, like if you've been divorced one time, seems to be easier to get divorced the second time than for those that have stuck together for 30, 40 years.
So do you find it more typical that a long relationship that ends in divorce will have another divorce really relatively quickly and then a third marriage? Is that not uncommon?
Well, actually, yes and no. I mean, the example I was giving would be if a person was married, say, 10, 15 years, got a divorce, and then they're married again 15, 20 years, it seems that if you've been divorced once, it's easier to do it again.
Yeah.
I do feel a lot of people, I can guarantee this to you, that are divorced wish they had not gotten divorced and wish that they had worked a little more on things because they realize the same issues they had in the previous relationship, that the problem was really them.
So there's some regret out of not seeing something through or working harder to avoid that particular outcome. You see some either regret or a kind of a wistful nature on their part that maybe they didn't finish it out.
Okay. And there can be a lot of grieving even if they feel it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, people can love each other, but they can't live together. I know it sounds kind of an odd thing. Feelings can be too intense. And it's where people compete. That's a kind of a separate area, but where people compete with each other, they can eventually get tired of it. And when they haven't really worked out ways of dealing with conflict and who's going to control what and do what. But the thing that happens is adult children, and I see this a lot, are really mystified and baffled when parents, not always, but parents just will call them in and just say, well, we've been together 40 years, but we've decided we're going to go our own way. And a lot of times they have found someone else. It seems funny. We tend to think of affairs and relationships occurring when people are young, but there are a lot of people in their 60s and 70s that are doing this. So I do feel if any relationship, any marriage we're in, we do want to make it work. We want to make it a loving relationship. We want to keep falling in love with the same person, you know, over and over again. And we might want to get back to someone, our old friend Winston Churchill, who said, my most brilliant achievement was my ability to be able to persuade my wife to marry me. And he never quit loving his wife.
Clementine Dozier, and she was and she was quite an amazing personage, even unto herself. And you mentioned those affairs. Those are not always affairs of the heart with, you know, a heavy sexual encounter. They can be intellectual. They can be someone who fills an emotional void. All of those things, too, especially as we get older. Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, our guest. Always great to have you on here on this Election Day 2018. Very much food for thought. Thank you for being here today.
Listen, great talking to you on one of those important things in a democracy, in a situation like, you know, we have, where people get a chance to vote for who they want and don't want. And I think that's very, very positive for everybody. Winners, losers, and everybody. It's a great day for America and the world, actually.
Hopefully sometime later we can all have a national exhale. Breathe, everybody, and then breathe back in. Morning Wake Up is coming back here on 1320. Don't go away. WILS.